The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to a special joint edition of the Netball Show with Flyhawk and also the Surrey Storm podcast as we celebrate the career of Rachel Dunn. That Storm v Wasps legend game is going to be taking place this weekend at Surrey Sports Park. And I don't know about you, but I've been looking forward to this podcast for weeks. As the game takes place this weekend, we're going to be looking back at some of her achievements in the game, hear from many of her ex-teammates, and a couple of surprises along the way as well. So we thought we'd take a look back at the archive since we started back in 2017 and bring you some of our favourite Rachel moments. And we started by asking Rachel how she was first bitten by the bug.
I started playing in year four, part of the school team and things like that. I did it in year 4, 5, 6, as well as other sport was happening at the time. And yeah, Mr. Beatty was the netball coach at the school.
Can you remember when you first lifted a trophy?
Year 6, we ran the small schools netball tournament. So I went to quite a small primary school where there was, I think, 12 people in my year, so 6 boys and 6 girls. So we had a mixture of like year 5s and 6s making up the team. And when I was in year 6, it was a small schools netball tournament in the Huntingdonshire district. And yeah, we won that trophy I got to lift.
You went to Bath. How much was the importance that they had that whole programme in place in that decision?
It was the very early Bath days, and it was this program had been running a little bit when I arrived there. I just had someone from the Cambridge County system just said, have a look at Bath, because there's a really good netball program down there. And I had a look, and it was also good for the subject I wanted to study, so I did biology there. So the combination of that, it being a lovely city, and the sport was why I chose to go there.
You would have played with some of the Bath greats.
Yes, that was the first Super League team I played for, and that when Super League was first introduced, and we won the first couple of titles there, so Diva, Pam, Cat at the Parlour, Billy Bowers was in there, Sar Bamer, Camden, but there's so many people that were part of the early days of Bath. But yeah, and I think that Bath programme was instrumental in a lot of current players, recently retired players, and a lot of current coaches, instrumental in their kind of career and development. Because yeah, Jess Selby, you know, has been at Bath for 20 years. She played there, she was under the whole Bath training programme, and then yeah, progressed to a coach there. So I think it's had a big impact on a lot of people.
Maybe Bob as well, when she had crazy red hair and that mad scent.
Oh, yes, yeah. She came a bit later, yeah. She was a bit younger, so she arrived as a 16-year-old when the Super League first started, so she was a couple of years younger. So she wasn't part of the original recruit. She did join them and was there for a long time as well.
Lynn Gunson, like?
Oh, we call her like the Yoda of netball. She is one of the best coaches I've ever worked with in terms of her just tactical knowledge, her ability to get the best out of players, and ability to develop players to reach their potential was second to none. And again, it's her and the Bath setup which has been responsible for a lot of long playing careers that have been out there.
Could you see bits of Lynn in Tamsin, or was maybe that a bit unfair?
No, definitely Tamsin will say that Lynn had a huge influence on her career and everything as well. I think she had a massive influence on everyone's, and we kind of all, a lot of people who went through the training program there had the same kind of ethos, work ethic and stuff that was kind of like instilled in us at Bath.
When the initial thoughts of Surrey were first mentioned, what was that initial appeal to you?
Storm came along and it was just opportunity, probably just the right time to do something different. I'd had an amazing time at Bath, but it was like there was this new franchise that had come along, and it was like an opportunity to go and to, yeah, again, just do something different.
It'd be people like Sonia and Jeeve and Natalie as well, just making something special.
Well, yeah, just a brand new team, seeing what we could do. They had a new vision, and it's just quite exciting joining a brand new franchise to see if we can help establish something good there. Tam's had a big influence there. She was a big reason for going. She persuaded me it would be a good idea, but it happened to be at the right time for me personally as well, in terms of moving up London where we'd work and stuff like that, so it all worked out quite well.
Maybe a word on Nia and Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fantastic manager. It wasn't just the skill set that he could bring from a manager, but just him as a personality on and off the court. He would, make it just such a pleasure to be around. And just, yeah, you have the netball and the training side of things, but it's the people around it that make the experience enjoyable. And Tom had a huge impact on the time that he was there and did great stuff.
So the formation of Wasps then, was it again a new, fresh challenge? You knew a lot of the players.
Well, it was a new first challenge. We don't want to push it on. And I think the longer you play, you kind of have to freshen up in certain ways. I had been at Storm for 7 years, but a decent stint of time, and it just came a pound at a time that it was a good time to move, to kind of like freshen up. I think the moves that I've made have helped prolong my career, and on a Super League level and on an international level, because you need the new challenge and you need the new things and the new questions asked of yourself and of situations, and those sort of things have helped me probably have a long career.
Rachel left Surrey Storm and was one of the first to sign for Wasps. So we asked her, what was the initial appeal like?
Wasps wanted, they were an ambitious club and they wanted a netball franchise. And it's great that you've got people who recognise netball and it being a great sport and wanting to help promote the sport and actually wanting to invest in it. And if you look over the seven seasons, they've been, you know, on the whole, they've been pretty successful. We've got a couple of titles, another finals appearance. So, yeah, and just being able to be part of something new and exciting and a collaborative effect. You kind of, as you join Wasps, you joined the whole Wasps family.
In 2018, Rachel took part in the Netball Super League final, which saw Wasps face Lightning at the Copper Box. And it was her 10th Super League final. Final number 10.
Yes.
Didn't disappoint.
No, intense. Great battle. And we just picked them in the end.
Things like this, and to you now, it's another year.
Well, no, every time you get to one, you're like, I just feel privileged to be able to get to 10 grand finals and playing in such amazing teams. And the whole team played awesomely today, controlled it, and we absorbed a lot of pressure. Leffler played amazingly as well, and it was a goal-for-goal game throughout most of it.
Were you impressed with Lightning?
Well, yeah, they've been amazing all season. Yeah. I mean, we've been beaten by them by, I think, 11 goals at one point. And you know that if you're not on point, they're just going to beat you, because they've been amazing all season as well. So we knew we had to bring it, and to bring a specific game plan to see if it would work against them, and thankfully it just about did.
2018 saw Rachel reach her 200th Netball Super League performance. Rachel, game number 200.
Yeah.
Excited by any chance?
Excited? Well, yeah. It's just another game, isn't it, really? I had a focus on trying to do my job and get the job done for Wasps, and we went out there. Pulse gave, you know, great game today. Pulse really brought it out there, and we came away with the win, which we're happy with.
Was it a bit of a concern at half-time, given the fact that it was almost goal for goal?
I'm not really concerned. We knew that Pulse got some great players. They brought a lot of players in. I mean, they probably didn't have the start they wanted to the season, but they've got they're building, so we knew that they're going to start clicking at some point. And today they had a really good game against us, and we never underestimated them, but we just had faith in what we were doing and just kept doing what we needed to do.
It was nice that Emma shared that 200th appearance with you. Memories of the pair of you on court?
Oh, we played, yeah. She's been playing overseas quite a lot recently, so we've got a lot of good memories from the international scene, and Emma's a superb player and captain, and yeah, it's good to be on court with them, so yeah, back playing again.
And afterwards as well, there was, oh, well, have you got another 200 games in you?
No, certainly not.
Have you got at least another 50 to get you to the end of the season?
50, well, yeah, at the end of the season, I don't know how many games to go. But yeah.
And the extra England games, of course, naturally.
Well, they don't count in this, do they? No, I've not got another 200 in me. It takes a while to get up there, but I've enjoyed a lot of the 200 that we've played so far. I've played with some awesome people, had some awesome coaching, and it's just been a pleasure.
Always still enjoying the game, which is good to see.
Yeah, I was happy to get the opportunity against Australia and to see what I could do against them, and yeah, came away with a good win against them. It's always great to play, especially when we're playing here last week, and the crowd was awesome, and the fact that we got the victory over Australia, it was a great evening.
For Rachel, there's been many highlights of her career so far. Storm's title win was among one of them.
But Storm, we had a few really close finals that we lost. And then finally, 2015, I think, we finally won. And that was a great feeling after so many close calls with that franchise and that group of players. I think getting over the line and actually winning, especially being around players who had lost quite a few finals, that was definitely a special game where you could win it with players who had quite a few disappointments. And that was definitely a special game.
During lockdown in 2022, she spoke to Jade Clark for Rhino's YouTube about the Super League and how it continues to grow and present new challenges and opportunities.
Every year is different, isn't it, really? Like, you get the whole array of things, different sorts of teams. You've gone in as defending champion before, gone in as underdogs and all sorts of situations. And I think each season is so different, with different players coming in to bring freshness to a squad and different challenges. I think all of that makes it the same sort of excitement when you step out and get to play.
All the seasons are different. And I remember, like, my first Super Cup season, I think I was like 17, and all the England players got allocated to different teams, and we were like allocated Amanda Newton, and I got to play goal defence and she was behind me at goalkeeper. So that kind of excitement, I was like, oh my God, it's Amanda Newton. I was just like playing my hardest in front of her, like, to make sure I was doing like everything she needed me to do, and just having that kind of character around, to like now being really excited when I see the youngsters and like, the skills they've got. And so, yeah, it's just every year is different, like you say, and just appreciating like the people that you've got around you, even though we get older and older. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
For Rachel, as for a tough opponent, one player instantly sprung to mind.
Toughest opponent?
Leila Guskus. She's a player that she's on fire at the moment, and over the years I've got so much respect for her because she's not the sort of defender that tries to beat you up to get the ball. She plays cleanly, she plays very smartly, and it's really annoying.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
I'm Andy and this is a special joint episode of The Netball Show with Flyhawk and the Surrey Storm podcast, celebrating the career of Rachel Dunn ahead of the Legends game this weekend. Storm's Yaz Brooks is looking forward to the game.
Rach has always been, again, another inspirational shooter to feed and also to have her own training. She is so funny. I absolutely love her. I think she brings that fun side to netball. She's a fantastic player herself. She's got an immense amount of knowledge and experience. And, you know, to finally celebrate that success is just amazing. She is a fantastic person to be around, an incredible player as well.
And she's been so important to Storm, and obviously it's important that everybody celebrates her career properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Rach deserves every testament. Not only has she helped Storm win titles, she's helped Bath win titles. You know, she's a Roses player. She's got so much under her belt and so much achievements that should be celebrated. And I think this is the best way to do it for Rach with this game. And I think, like you said, it's going to be a bit emotional because she has contributed to netball so much. So it's going to be an incredible match to honour and tribute Rachel's successes.
What are you looking forward to most about the night itself? Big celebration.
Yeah, no, definitely. I actually feel really honoured that Rachel asked me to participate in this game. I think, you know, we've been on a journey together in terms of like winning the league, the Surrey Storm. I also knew Rach back in the day when I was a baby at Team Bath. So I had that honour to work with her there just very briefly. And then obviously I've been around her in the Roses setup as well. So I think that it's going to be an amazing game to be a part of. I think it's going to be quite fun, maybe a little bit unorthodox. I don't know what combinations are going to be run out there. I don't even know how the game's going to go, but I think it's just there to it's going to be so much full of enjoyment and fun, a bit of excitement. And I'm hoping Rachel's going to do some of her classic long bombs to finish off her amazing career.
And also remembering Tom as well, which is important because obviously there's no Wasps three Storm fixture.
Yeah, exactly like you said. I think this is a chance to celebrate Tom's life as well and what he contributed, because he obviously was a big part of Storm and he knows Rach inside out. You know, unfortunately, the way in which Wasp had to withdraw from the season, it's a gutting that we don't get that opportunity to recognise that. But thankful for this tribute and obviously Rach, the Wasps versus Storm game, it allows us to celebrate Tom's life, but also help raise awareness for cancer and get that support as well.
You'll be looking forward to playing alongside some of the greats?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I think it's nice to have them return to the court. It's going to be really exciting. You're going to see some absolute legends return to the court. And I'm just incredibly grateful to be a part of that.
Rhianne McHale Ogunbenge has been with Storm since days of Hurricanes and she's played with all the greats. Despite moving to the coaching bench these days, she's going to be taken to court once again for the Storm Legends this weekend.
Storm as a franchise to me has been a massive part of my life. Not the Storm, but the sports park in general. I was at university, played for the first season, and then had a little break. I did my ACL, had a baby, and then came back on the other side as an assistant coach. And it was really interesting to see the other side of it as well and see how a franchise runs from the office down and through coaching staff and everything that goes on behind closed doors that you as a player don't really realise about. And then I feel like I part-time live at the sports park. Sport will always be, you know, my team, and I'm happy to see when they're succeeding and growing and entering a new phase and everything, and I think doing really well at what they're doing now.
You would have played with all the names.
I mean, my first year at Storm was amazing. On paper, like, our lineup was amazing. We had Sonia and Jeeva. I played with Sonia for 2 years at Hurricanes, and she's become a friend and really approachable, but I was only 19. So as a 19-year-old to to be training against Sonia and Jeeva, like the best defenders, well, definitely in the world now.
Yeah.
Was an amazing opportunity. And then obviously the other end, we had Rachel and Tamsin. So there were a lot of names on paper, and it was an amazing experience to be able to be a part of that.
Becky Nash and Gemma Consentino also take to the court for Storm this weekend. Becky shared one such story about Gemma.
Oh, I mean, I've just got too many on that girl. It's ridiculous. One thing you should never do, this is the story about Gemma. When we just left Storm, we both had little babies, and they did a meet and greet VIP at Copper Box. And it's me, Steph and Gemma. Now, we all know that Steph and her food, like, the girl is just strange with it. She just loves healthy stuff. So she'll come in from training in avocado with oil on it and stuff. She, you know. And anyway, so someone in the crowd asked a question, you know, really keen net, but you know, what's really good food should I be eating? Gemma is just the worst person for food. She's, I don't know, I'd eat like a McDonald's for breakfast. I'd like, and she's not lying. Like, Steph's nearly dying. Steph's like, no, you need to be eating, you know, macronutrients, micronutrients. And Gemma's just like, no, I'm not bothered about that. I'd have like a donut. She just the worst person in the world with food. I don't know how she played so well, because like, she keeps them takeaways going, I tell you.
Someone who was part of the title winning side for Storm was Kat Garner, and she started by sharing how she felt Mickey was able to draw the very best out of players.
People are wanting to be a part of that, and you know, they have had to rebuild again, and sometimes it's hard to keep those values because you have different people coming in from different franchises that have worked differently. They don't understand how Storm's culture and what it is. But you know, with the likes of Yaz and Mickey and Lorraine all being a part of Storm for those years, they've been able to sort of really breathe that culture still and really fundamentally establish, you know, a new set of values, yeah, but still using the foundations of what the Storm community is really about.
In those early days as well, it's fair to say that I probably was one of only a few giving regular updates from the league. The podcast was just a spark of an idea. What was it like from your point to have all of a sudden this sponsorship with a sheep logo next to you on the website?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hang on a minute, what's this about?
I was like, who is this guy?
And you're still thinking that now, come on.
Of course not, Andy.
Hey.
You've had a hard slog, and you know, to really sort of establish yourself and be recognised. And I think for someone to take such an interest in the game, the sport, the players, and you know, all of the different franchises, not just favouritism of one, just to see the game as a whole and to get an insight to us as players and the coaches, really is able to give back to the fans. And the fans want to know, you know, it's a part of a responsibility you take on as a player at that level. You are going to potentially sort of be in the limelight, so it's being able to trust somebody you can talk to that's not going to swing it, is going to give a real holistic view, and is just going to celebrate, you know, and enjoy the sport that netball is, along with you as a player, and understand the hard work and determination that goes into succeeding.
That wasn't indirectly why I asked you that. I just wondered, obviously, having somebody like Tamsin coaching and having such an amazing netball brain, you must have seen your game grow during that time.
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, I sort of moved when I started with Storm. I was, I guess, wing attack, sort of moved into centre and then wing defence, and never, you know, I've always had a very sort of defensive attacking game, but that transition into that, you know, T was fundamental. And actually I learnt, I guess, from her how to be a wing defence and how to be a centre. I didn't really understand all of it at the time. It wasn't easy. It was hard. But do you know what was a challenge that I accepted? And not just her, but you know, the likes of Becky and Steph around me as well. But the way she reads the game and the way she thinks of things to combat, you know, other teams, and but foremostly, you know, look after yourself, you know, look after your team and focus on you first, and trust in what she is saying, is, you know, a massive testament to her, because a lot to earn that trust, and as a player to go out there and go, do you know what, I need to trust what she's saying or what the game plan is huge, because we all just want to do our own thing. And I'm sure at times I've also felt, I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but then to see the results and actually trust it, and then when it does pay off, it's amazing, and you go, okay, fair enough, she knows what she's talking about. But you know, she is one of the best in, you know, the netball realm in terms of A, playing, and B, understanding the game, and her knowledge and her technical knowledge is phenomenal.
Current member of the Storm team, Leah Middleton, recognises the importance of how strong Rachel's career has been.
She definitely made her name known back over in Oz when I was over there as well. What an excellent netballer, and I mean, what a career she's had. Being a legend of England netball, I'm not surprised how popular she is and how quickly those tickets went on sale for everybody to see. Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm sure you would have hoped to have got your hands on some of those tickets. But yeah, no, she's an excellent netballer. I mean, she just really sets the standard, doesn't she? So yeah, it's super nice that, you know, there's a night available to celebrate her excellent career. And, you know, it's really exciting that fans and, you know, people around the country get to watch that.
Rachel's returned back to the Super League this season at Celtic Dragons. Their head coach is Danny Titmus-Morris. And she's been telling me more about Rachel's qualities as a player.
Very funny. I don't know if she means to be funny, but she is very funny. Has great supporters, sharpshooter, and just very warm person, and happy to share her knowledge.
And really important that this game at the weekend, Storm v Wasps legend, is taking place.
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased, Rach. I think it's absolutely right that she is honoured by the game. She's been such a servant to netball over the last, well, nearly two decades. And I think it's really fitting that we honour her in that way.
And you'll be happy that she's spending a little bit more time on court with Dragons, eh?
Oh my gosh, yes, of course.
An ex-teammate, Pam Cookie, is all too aware of the qualities that she'll bring to Dragons this season.
This opportunity to be able to have one more season, which she was planning on doing, if not for the whole Wasp situation, I think it's great for her. And it's like she's never been away. So really pleased that she's been able to get this opportunity. And I think Celtic Dragons have been a bit of a mess at the moment in terms of injuries and personal issues. So the fact that they can call on Rach to kind of plug that gap for her is amazing. And that's one of my things in terms of the number of teams in the league, because quite a few injuries have happened across the league, or concussions or personal issues or whatnot. And if we didn't have some of these players available to draw on, we'd be in a little bit of trouble, wouldn't we?
Continued success, Rachel. Great to see that your time on court is continuing. And to anybody that's going this weekend, enjoy every moment of what's going to be a really special game.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.